Well, once again here at the first annual 2013 Chicken Media Summit here in North Carolina, and just got done with panel number two discussing issues in the poultry industry. And in front of me is Dr. John Glisson, who is the Director of Research Programs for the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association. John, tell me a little bit about your role with the association.
We have a research program, and we supply grant funds to people to do research projects in anywhere in any area of poultry, and I manage that program. And so we accept proposals for research twice a year. I also get involved in many other things at U.S. Poultry, since I'm the only veterinarian at U.S. Poultry.
A lot of hot topics that were brought up today. The first thing you started talking about was the biosecurity. And when we're talking about that over as a whole, the poultry industry, what are some biosecurity concerns that consumers have?
Something that's currently in the news right now is avian influenza in China and its potential to infect people. We use biosecurity to keep that virus out of our system. And most of the time that virus is spread by wild birds or by people. And we don't allow any of that wild birds or people onto our farm. So here in the United States, we've managed to eradicate that type of virus from the whole system. And we also have a program constantly monitoring every single broiler flock that goes to market in the United States is tested before it goes to market to make sure it's free of avian influenza. So not only have we removed the virus, we have a very intensive early warning system if it ever comes in.
Well, one of the growing trends and kind of buzzwords among consumers is free-range chickens. And how does the raising of those free-range chickens affect the biosecurity of them?
Well, the reason that the poultry industry doesn't raise free-range chickens is we cannot protect those chickens against pathogens. And so free-range for us is very scary because we know what they're going to get. You know, in the past, the commercial industry had a lot of free-range chickens. We had to stop doing it because we could not maintain biosecurity. That's the reason that we keep them confined now.
Well, another big concern you hear or buzzword is antibiotics and that use in all meat products. So let's talk about the antibiotic use in chickens and how we can kind of better educate the consumer about what it means.
You know, the perspective is, as we're raising 8 billion chickens a year in the United States, some of them get sick. We try, believe me, we try everything possible not to allow them to get sick. And we have incredible disease prevention programs and husbandry, because the last thing we ever want to happen is for a flock to get sick. But occasionally it happens. And what are we going to do then? Just let them die? No, we can't. We have to treat them. But when we use the antibiotics, we use it very responsibly. With each antibiotic, there's a FDA requires a withdrawal period. That means it may say on there, cannot be used in birds within 10 days of slaughter. And what that's established to do is to make sure that if you use antibiotics in the birds and withdraw the antibiotic the correct length of time, there'll be none in the meat. And so we use them sparingly, but very safely.
Those are the two biggest, I think, consumer concerns when we're talking about the food safety, especially in the chicken and poultry industry. Is there any others that you hear or you're working with?
Well, animal welfare is a big issue at all times, and it has been an issue for us in the poultry industry my whole life. Only recently has it become an issue with the public, and they don't realize it. We've been working on it for 50 years. But actually, I'm very happy that people are becoming aware that the animals need to be taken care of, which is something that we believe very much in, and we've been doing for years and years and years. So I don't think it's a bad thing that people want animals to be well taken care of. I think it's a good thing.
Definitely it is. Looking into the future, what do you feel as a veterinarian the future outlooks are for, you know, the next year, the next 10, 15, 20 years?
I think biosecurity is going to be really, really important. You know, in the commercial industry, we're really worried about this movement toward backyard chickens and free-range chickens, because the reason that they have so many poultry diseases in other parts of the world is because of that. Those birds get infected with this or that and transmit it to the commercial industry. We see it happening all the time in other countries, and we feel like it's going in the wrong direction. On the other hand, it's wonderful that people want to have a few chickens. I just wish they understood the risks they're taking. of introducing disease into the system.
Well, thank you, John, for enlightening us all here and being so open and frank with the media so that they can share the story and the message that you guys have brought to us. Once again, talking to Dr. John Glisson, who is the Director of Research Programs for the U.S. Poultry and Egg Association here at the First Annual Chicken Media Summit. I am Jamie Johansson.